Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Right now, here's a check on leading stories at 48 minutes after the hour. Afghan President Hamid Karzai will be in office for another term. The country's election commission declared him the winner this morning after Karzai's main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, withdrew from the election over the weekend. Joining us now is the BBC's Kabul correspondent, Andrew North. Andrew, do people in Afghanistan greet this news that Karzai is now the president and the whole election business is over with a sense of relief or some sort of suspicion that the whole thing's been rigged from the beginning?
I think relief is the main emotion among many people here, and also among many Afghans, some disinterest because it's dragged on for so long. Yes, there will also be some suspicion over the whole business because it has. There's been so much fraud, particularly in the first round. It was because of that fraud, these voting irregularities, that there was then to be a second round. But then when Dr. Abdullah pulled out of the race yesterday, in fact, saying that it was because there was not enough done to stop fraud, then it left just one man in the contest. And so ever since then, we have been expecting that the Afghan Election Commission would eventually find some means to cancel the runoff vote. And then now, as you know, President Karzai has been declared the winner.
So the appearance of an orderly transition of one president to another, Karzai to Karzai. But does Abdullah Abdullah have the chance to live and fight another day, either in an electoral contest or as a member of the cabinet?
Well, we'll have to wait and see as to what happens with talks on forming a new government. That is possible. But right now, I think the questions are still going to be over the legitimacy of the process after it's been associated with so much fraud and now having to come up with this last-minute solution to call an end to what has been a very unhappy process for Indeed. Afghanistan's first second presidential elections.
And reporting live, the BBC's Kabul correspondent Andrew North with us from Kabul and the Obama administration, of course, considering its new strategy in Afghanistan over the next couple of weeks.